Hello, hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Wow Virginia Virtual Coffee Talk. I'm your host, Katie Keller, Publicity and Outreach Director with Wow Virginia. And today we are joined by Allison Thomas of Serenity Scenes. You can visit more about her work and find out more about her work at serenityscenes.com. But they are a supporting partner of Wild Virginia, which we so appreciate. So Wild Virginia members can get 10% off of her work. And if you aren't a member, I would encourage you to become one so you can get some of these beautiful images. So her art is based on photographs, and then she digitally manipulates them. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about art meeting nature and the importance of being in nature. Everyone who's a member of Wild Virginia, I know, is a nature lover. So Allison, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent. So I was with my guest, a background on you and what motivated you to start Serenity Scenes.
My background is, my father was in the Army, so I spent my first 5 years going from Germany to Petersburg, Virginia, to Leavenworth, Kansas, to Korea, and then back to Northern Virginia, where my father worked at the Pentagon and then retired. So I was in Virginia from the time I was almost 6 years old to about 45, and we bailed to Florida. And mostly because of the, you know, Northern Virginia is just got so crowded and so expensive. And we tried to find a bigger house and found we could move to Florida and got jobs down there. And that was where I discovered art festivals, which was the beginning of Serenity Scenes. I had taken pictures for forever. I had started at 19. With my sister's old camera that she gave me. And that was my first fancy camera. And so I had a lot of pictures, and I wrote down this definition of an artist is a person with an obsession and a storage problem. And I had a storage problem. And I had tried many different ways to monetize taking pictures and I'd given a lot away and put up a lot in the house, and pretty much had, I tried weddings. That was very stressful. But when I discovered art festivals, I knew that was where I belonged. And that was the beginning of Serenity Scenes. I felt I had to have a website. So I looked up URLs and found serenityscenes.com. And I thought that's perfect, and began to do art festivals.
Wonderful. And I can totally relate to the storage problem. I'm a crafter myself. So my walls are covered. My closet space is filled with craft supplies. Mm-hmm. So moving across the country and your folks being in the military, you obviously were able to see a lot of the different landscape and some of the differences between, your stateside, and then you mentioned Germany. So what about art meeting nature? And, if anybody goes to serenityscenes.com, you'll see beautiful landscapes. So let's talk about that art meeting nature and some of the different mediums that you do.
I started out doing black and white and having my own dark room. And then I moved to color photography. And I started out doing straight color photography. And then I was did a show, and it didn't turn out very well. And I was complaining in this artist group I was in. And one guy who I am now appreciative of, but wasn't real appreciative of at the time, said, "That's because your work looks like everyone else's." And so I endeavored to change it. I got some filters, and the panoramas had always sold better. So now I show at an art show, I sell mostly panoramas. Going back to nature, my first memories, it was a quick move. I was really not coherent of anything around me until we got to Korea. And I remember Korea as, I'm not sure what my father's job was, but it involved going out in a Jeep and going up in the mountains and outside of the army post where everything was dirt roads at the time. And I remember, and he would take me along. and seeing all the beauty. It was very beautiful there. And just really having a good time. That was a good time with my father that, you know, I remember. And so I fell in love with Jeeps and with nature. And so that's how I kind of ended up doing nature photography. And then, the panoramas, I had a tour with a mentor of the Everglades, and he took us out to take a picture of a sunset. And the bottom of the picture was very dark, and the top of the picture was very light. And he was trying to show us how to combine two, to take one with the darkness in view and one with the lightness in a correct exposure, and then put them together. And I got home and I couldn't figure out how to do that. And so I just took the middle out. And that created the first panorama. And I've been doing them ever since.
Wow. So Korea, it sounds like, has a very special place in your heart. Do you have other favorite places from all the places that you've been in terms of nature and the natural world?
Oh, yes. I love Great Falls. You know, living in Northern Virginia, there, you know, at one time there was a lot of open land, and it was just, I mean, Falls Church was a sleepy little town. And you know, going out, I could get from Falls Church all the way to Reston and not touch paved roads, and which I loved doing. That was something my father also kind of did, that he loved back roads. And so it was nature around me. There was across the street from our house, there was an old kind of colonial house with probably was 3 or 4 acres of woods, but you know, it looked huge to me. And my friends and I could go over and wander in there and just, you know, as far as close across the street. But I do love Great Falls because one thing I love about Great Falls is I've seen a lot of destruction of things that were built at Great Falls. I remember the merry-go-round and the restaurant. And I know that, you know, watching what's happened in Northern Virginia, I know they're never going to build anything there. It's it's going to be wild. It's always wild. And of course, there's the Scotts Nature Park that was Burling Track to me, that an old man died and left the Burling Tract to the county, Fairfax County. And Fairfax County decided, well, we're going to sell it and put up houses. And a bunch of us from the high schools in the area, McLean and Marshall and Langley, got together, and there was also a lawyer that got us involved, that we fought that because it was some of the last unspoiled land on the Potomac. And we were eventually successful. And so that park exists because of, you know, kids.
That's pretty fascinating. It just goes to show that with a lot of willpower and a good legal team, I would say, with work, it's very important to have the legal piece covered. Yes. But it's amazing to hear a story like that with kids being successful and something that they're passionate about protecting.
We did. What we ended up doing was forcing the commission to put it to a vote. And I remember one of the proudest moments was going with my mother, because I couldn't vote. But I went with my mother to vote, her voting for the park.
That's a pretty amazing story. So it sounds like nature has been a pretty important part of your life for some time. And so let's talk a little bit about the importance of being in nature or feeling close to nature and kind of what it can do for the human race, in your opinion.
Well, I pulled this off my bulletin board. This is a quote from Clyde Butcher. He's a really, really good photographer down in Florida. And it says to me, "Wilderness to me is a spiritual necessity. When my son was killed by a drunk driver, it was to the wilderness that I fled in hopes of regaining my serenity and equilibrium. The mysterious spiritual experiences of being close to nature helped restore my soul. It was during that time I discovered the intimate beauty of the environment." Now, one thing, when I was growing up, there was that. My house was troubled. My family was troubled. There was a lot of drama going on, and it just wasn't a very pleasant place to be. But I was allowed to join the Girl Scouts, and we went camping. And I just loved going camping. And if you had asked me back then, you know, why did I love going camping? It was because it got me out of the house for a weekend. But as I look back, you know, there was a sense of peace and spirituality there in the wilderness. You know, the cooking over an open fire, the just being able to hike and see nothing but no man-made structures except for maybe the lodge or something that it was a spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. It helped me to relax and be at peace. And, you know, the late night campfires where, you know, everybody's gone to bed but two or three people, and the conversations you can have around the fire in the dark. And it's just a very spiritual place. I think it helps people see something bigger than mm-hmm. just their day-to-day lives.
That's very true. Well, and the day-to-day life of an average American now, you know, we're behind all these screens mm-hmm. and we're sitting down a ton. I remember the feeling after I used to work at a wilderness school, and the feeling after a long day of work, whether we were chopping down trees to create a new tent or, you know, a new latrine, or if we were just fixing some part of our camp. After a long day of work and sitting by that fire that warms you on those, you know, 20 degree nights,
yes.
there's something that exhausts you about it, but in the best way.
Yes, yes. It just feels peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. And I feel like we all need a little more of that.
So, yes.
Wild Virginia and Serenity Scenes, you know, we are partners where, like I said, Wild Virginia members can receive discounts from Serenity Scenes, and Serenity Scenes is obviously a loyal partner to nonprofits in the area trying to keep our state wild. So how do you think your, one thing that we do is obviously try to get people close to nature so they feel motivated to do the advocacy portion of our work. So what about you? I feel like naturally, if your art of these beautiful landscapes are helping to keep people close to nature, what are your thoughts there?
I like, yes, to show people the beauty of nature. I'm not really much of an activist. I mean, I'm kind of shy and not really that way. I mean, I put up signs, I put on bumper stickers, I send money, but I don't do too much of getting really active. But I think that showing people the beauty of nature, and that, you know, it gives them, you know, that I think I write in my artist statement that if they don't live in a place where they can see the outside and see nature, that they can at least put up pictures and remind themselves that it's out there. I think I have a great story. I have a picture that is basically, it's looking up into a bunch of branches. The branches are high up. And a woman bought that for her son who lived in New York. She said he had no real decent windows to speak up, but she bought it for him to put it above his bed so he could pretend that that's what was out there.
Kind of trick your mind a little bit.
Yes. And bring that peace. I mean, to me, nature just brings peace.
Well, Allison, you say you're not an activist, but that story about you in high school certainly is activism for me. And, you know, we all kind of have our place in the sort of activist ecosystem, putting up signs and helping organizations, whether financial or by volunteering. That's certainly a piece of activism that I think is very important.
I was really happy to see the Atlantic Coast Pipeline go down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm very proud of you all for being a huge part of that.
Certainly. And we hope the same for the Mountain Valley Pipeline. So fingers crossed there.
Yes.
Any closing thoughts for our listeners, Allison, before we sign out?
No, it's just get out there, and it's calming. It's, mm-hmm. you know, that's what I do when things, you know, get difficult, is I'll go out and do a photo trip and get on the gravel roads and the Jeep, or I'll go up to Skyline Drive and do a hike. And it's just, you know, things come together. You know, it's looking at the big picture.
And absolutely.
So get out there and enjoy it.
The mountains are calling and you all must go.
Yes, yes.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for joining me today for this episode of Wild Virginia Virtual Coffee Talk. For more on how you can get closer to nature, you can visit serenityscenes.com. And as always, visit us at www.wildvirginia.org.
Thank you for tuning in for this episode of Wild Virginia Coffee Talk. For more information on our campaigns, please visit www.wildvirginia.org. Stay wild, Virginia.